At the center of this clearing rests a tight ring of boulders, unassuming amidst the other attractions of the Arboretum. Four boulders, each weighing between 4 and 8 tons, comprise the Garden of Stones, a Holocaust memorial. This piece was designed by famed environmental artist and former A.D. White Professor-at-Large Andy Goldsworthy, known for his use of stones, leaves, wood, and water to create natural artworks. The boulders, trees, and soil in the memorial were chosen by Goldsworthy, who consulted Cornell faculty and students to select the best materials for the job. The granite boulders are on long-term loan from the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City, which has on display an 18-boulder version of this installation. Our boulders were set in place by crane, and 3 of the 4 boulders were cored with a 4,000-degree blowtorch, making way for a small irrigation system, soil, and small trees. On May 5, 2005, several Holocaust survivors and others of Jewish heritage planted the 3 dwarf chestnut oaks, Quercus prinoides, seen protruding from the rocks. Goldsworthy has said that he selected the granite boulders for his sculpture because of their violent history, first created in the fires of the inner earth, and then erupted through the ground, only to be moved and worn by crushing glacial ice. This piece attracts much attention in the present, and it may gain more notice as the trees in each of the boulders mature. Will the boulders crack as the trunks thicken? Are the trees rooted in the ground yet? We may not discover the answer for many years. Whether the oaks will fail or triumph, only the future will show. Perhaps you or your family will return to witness the next stage in the evolution of this piece. To learn more about the Arboretum, look for signs near Newman Overlook, the Urban Tree Collection, and Houston and Grossman Ponds to hear more about each of these areas.